Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Get the very best of summer with Black Bear Diner's refreshing summer menu, here for a limited time only. Start the day with sweet cream pancakes with fresh strawberries and lemon cream. Or grab a fresh berry chicken salad for lunch. Dig into blackberry burn barbecue ribs for dinner and end with a fresh strawberry lemon cream pie. Pair any of these with a triple berry citrus spritzer or a summer sangria and you're set for summer flavor. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The state's top cop testified that the gunman at Robb Elementary School could have been stopped within 3 minutes if it wasn't for the indecisiveness of the on-scene commander. In a special hearing with the Texas Senate, the state's director of public safety testified that police had everything they needed to take the shooter down minutes after he entered the school. At least seven officers were in the building, at least two of them had rifles, and the classroom door was likely never locked. Instead, Uvalde School District Police Chief Peter Redondo ordered everyone to stay back and wait.
Members of eight different agencies who were there quickly and did nothing. It's really troubling. So this guy, Stephen McGraw, the head of the Texas Department of Public Safety, came out and released all this information yesterday. We had it at the end of the show, but wanted to make sure you heard it today if you're, you know, you're the go-getters who listen earlier in the show. I mean, the people that listen at the end of the show are kind of mouth hanging open.
Got to dumb it down.
Those of you who listen early in the show, you're the go-getters. And in case you missed the story, it's horrible. It's one of my least favorite stories I've ever heard in my life. But here is Stephen McGraw.
1 hour, 14 minutes and 8 seconds. That's how long the children waited and the teachers waited in rooms 111 to be rescued. And while they waited, the on-scene commander waited for a radio and rifles. Then he waited for shields. Then he waited for SWAT. Lastly, he waited for a key that was never needed.
Yeah, that particular angle, I saw one journalist say, there's an entire story that should be written about that fact that obviously was known from day one. That the door was not locked. And when they knew that, and it took us this long to find it out, I want to hear that story. I want to hear the story of everybody involved from the beginning of that till now.
If it wasn't obvious from the audio, by the way, the gentleman there, Mr. McGraw, was seething with anger and disgust during his testimony, as he should be.
Oh, I am. But he is a guy. He's probably had to, for his job, listen to all those 911 calls from those little kids calling for help, thinking as they had grown up, thinking police are their heroes, that if they call 911, maybe a policeman will come help me. Oh, the policemen are right over there. They're just outside the door. They've been there for an hour, son, while you bleed to death.
With all the gear they need.
So he's had to listen to all those 911 calls, and he's had to see all the pictures and probably seen the crime scene. So, yeah, it's probably pretty tough to go through all this. Hour 14. Let's hear a little more about the failure.
There's compelling evidence that the law enforcement response to the attack at Robb Elementary was an abject failure and antithetical to everything we've learned over the last two decades since the Columbine massacre.
Abject failure leaves no wiggle room on how that went. By the way, this is kind of a side story. This came out yesterday from a Texas news station. This woman, one of the adults who died there in the room, she called her husband, who was a cop, and said she had been shot and was dying. She's laying there. Who knows at what? I don't know at what point she called. I mean, it was an hour That's a long time. You know, an hour is a long time when you're not under pressure. Imagine how long an hour is as shots are ringing out and you're bleeding. Anyway, she calls her husband, who's a cop. When he tried to save her, he was detained and had his gun taken away and was escorted away from the school. I mean, like that. Unfreaking believable. Yeah, so the door wasn't locked. The story of, well, we didn't have the proper gear, that was blown up about 48 hours ago when the video came out of them having plenty of the proper gear right there in the hallway. I don't even know what you do with this story. I don't know where we go from here. These people had been trained in these specific things not long ago.
I mean, obviously that chief who was, and I'm sure there are legitimate reasons for who has jurisdiction and why one particular person is in charge. He must be, you know, swept from law enforcement to live the rest of his life in shame, obviously. Beyond that, I mean, as Mr. McGraw said, not only was the training not exactly followed, but what happened was antithetical to it. It was the opposite of it. It was incomprehensibly bad. So where do you go from there? Remind every sane cop, hey, you guys remember what you're supposed to do, right? Well, this guy had been, like, retrained on this stuff, what was it, a few weeks prior? So what can you do other than throw up your hands and just try to swallow the tragedy of it and not go crazy?
An hour 14 is a long time.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Man, how long are you standing there, kind of just squatted down with your gun pointed toward the door? An hour 14, listening to gunshots, probably screams. It's just impossible to imagine. So there's that side of the story that... eight different agencies, well-equipped, lots of training in this very thing, were right there in the hallway for over an hour, and nothing happens. You got that story. The other end of the story is this murderous lunatic who killed all these people. How many warning signs does society need before we can stop these people from getting guns and doing this sort of thing? Let's hear 33 there, Michael.
We are also learning that there were missed opportunities for others to alert police about concerning behavior from the gunman. At least 8 months before the attack, investigators say the 18-year-old was, quote, moving toward a pathway to violence and had taken on the demeanor of a school shooter.
Yeah, now a little more from Stephen McGraw again on that topic.
A morose, suicidal, fatalistic, loner who had sympathies with the and been called a school shooter. Could we have intervened? If we'd have known, could we have done something? And the answer is almost overwhelmingly yes.
His nickname among the girls in high school was school shooter. You can't arrest or deny Second Amendment rights, I suppose, to everybody who gets an unfortunate nickname, but God, that's a lot of data points, isn't it?
It really is. I would like to know more about what happened, what didn't happen, and why in that situation. I mean, creepy people exist all over the world.
Sure, sure.
And how exactly do you investigate them without it turning ugly? And plus, he was a screwed-up kid from a screwed-up family, and I don't know. I would like to know more about that, but... I don't know exactly what Mr. McGraw was talking about. Could we have interceded? Yes, but how? In what way?
Right.
When?
No, that's not a simple one by any means. But God dang it, you would hope that a kid who's been pretty open about wanting to hurt somebody, he's got the nickname school shooter. He idolizes the Columbine kids. You'd think there'd be some way to get further into that somehow and stop him from getting that gun.
Well, yeah, I get a time machine and go back to a time where Americans were connected with each other and their communities and their churches and their organizations.
So what do we do as a society if there's a decent chance that even if we have a new plan on how to end school shootings and we have equipped law enforcement and we've spent a lot of money on the equipment and the training and then nothing happens? What do we do as a society?
Well,
hire better people?
I don't think there's an answer to it. It's like I said, you throw up your hands and pray it doesn't happen again, which is not very helpful, I realize. But, I mean, well, I feel like we've gone over it. But
yeah.
Really interesting. This is so grim. So freaking grim. How do active shooter incidents actually end?
I assume
that big study of that.
I assume it usually ends with them killing themselves.
Well, I will tell you in a little while. Also, I will tell you this. In preparing for the show, sometimes I will see something very funny, and I'll say, "Boy, that's pretty funny." Well, we ought to talk about that on the show. Today I actually came across something that made me LOL, which is a very rare thing. I'm a serious man.
Lots of love? Is that what LOL is?
Laugh out loud.
Oh, okay.
So all those things to come.
And where did you find this thing? I'm interested. Social media? Television? The stage?
The answer to that question is not the least bit interesting.
I saw it on the stage.
Indirectly through a listener recommendation.
I was at a vaudeville show last night. Train came through town. They opened up the car, and out came some juggling clowns and a fat lady. And man, this guy had the patter of his jokes just nonstop. It was fantastic.
How fat was she?
We need more of that. Now, think how great that time was to live. When a train rolled into town, you come in from the field, you walk over, and they open up the train, and there's a show, whether it's circus or vaudeville or whatever. That must have been awesome.
Sure, gawking at the obese and abusing animals to make them do tricks. Those
Bingo.
Were wonderful times. And black people couldn't vote, Jack. Other than that, it was just perfect.
Wow.
What's the matter with you?
Wow. Our text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Everybody needs an edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's C-H-O-Q.com, code USA, for 30% off while supplies last.
And Doug. Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Gold Leaf Nursery is back open, and you're invited to come see for yourself why so many customers tell us how beautiful the nursery is. Locally grown plants and vegetables are on sale now. Buy any 3 vegetables or soil booster and get one free. Let Gold Leaf Nursery Landscaping's contractor install beautiful dark green synthetic lawn, the best on the market. No maintenance, no water, no fertilizer. Call for your free estimate. Gold Leaf Nursery, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday, closed Sunday and Monday, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6168 Churn Creek Road.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Lucky Miller's Deli and Market at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, features delicious deli sandwiches and burgers, like the Lucky Club, a specialty BLT, or their barbecue beef sandwich. You can also try Lucky's famous half-pound burger, peanut butter and jalapeno jelly burger, their A1 burger, or Lucky Miller's Master Burger. Eat in or call 530-691-4333 to place your order, or order online. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market, open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., where our food speaks for itself.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring electronic products and services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at kcnr1460.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I didn't realize we've had four of the five January 6th hearings. The fifth one is on Thursday, and then that's that. We've got some highlights we'll get to a little later in the program from yesterday.
Highlights is one way to describe them.
I don't know what to call them.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not trying to be a pain. I come by it naturally. It was just ugly. Ugly, ugly, ugly. And yes, it's a one-sided made-for-TV something or other. On the other hand, the ugliness needs to be called out as ugliness. If I'm going to demand the left call out their ugliness to prevent it from spiraling into something horrible, well, then I got to do the same for my side, or I'm not me, and I'm me. You're you, and don't forget it.
Wow.
Anyway.
That was a trip we just took.
So, this is grim, but interesting. It's grim-tristing. Plus, at the end... At the end, I will tell you something very funny. It's very short, but very funny.
Grimster. That's not an easy word to say. Grimster thing.
I say those things because I'm me and you're you. Anyway, there were 433 active shooter attacks in the U.S. from 2000 to 2021. That is an attack in which one or more shooters killed or attempted to kill multiple unrelated people in a populated place. Okay, so that's differentiated from gang bangers spraying bullets at each other and the crossfire, you know, catches people, blah, blah, blah. This is people who are trying to kill multiple unrelated people in a populated place. Of those 433, how did they end? 249 of them, a significant majority, ended before the police arrived.
Yeah, it seems like that most of the time when I read these stories, that seems to be what happened. Yeah.
In 185 of those, the attacker left the scene. Well, let me put it to you like this. In 185 out of the 249, the attacker not killing any more people, had nothing to do with anybody else. In 113 of the 185, he left the scene. In 72 of them, he, or once in a great while, she, turned the gun on themselves, committed suicide. That is somewhat, okay, and that's before the police arrive. Important distinction. In 64 of the 249, bystanders subdued the attacker 42 times or shot the attacker 22 times.
So I'm having trouble keeping the numbers straight.
I know. It's dizzying.
Roughly the percentage would be of times that people wrestled the attacker to the ground.
It would be, that looks to be about 20%.
Okay.
It's a little more than that, 25-ish%. A bystander either subdued or shot the attacker.
Boy, a lot of that would be luck.
Yeah. Interestingly, though, and part of the point of the New York Times thing, just part of it, is some of the editorial connected to it is, so a good guy with a gun really doesn't factor in that much. But that's misleading in a couple of different ways. But anyway, now in the 184 out of the 483, so less than half, we'll call it 40%, that ended after the police arrived, in 131, the police shot the attacker or subdued the attacker. It's 98-33, shot versus subdued. So the cops show up, they shoot him. That's a good guy with a gun to me. In 53, the attacker died by suicide or surrendered. Mostly died by suicide. As soon as the cops get there and engage, yeah, even visually, the chance of the attacker committing suicide skyrockets.
Yeah, I don't actually.
Back to Uvalde, Texas.
I don't actually know, but I've always assumed, and it seems to be the case, that that is the plan of most of these crazy, desperate, miserable, whatever it is that's driving them. The plan is, I'm going to go get my revenge or express myself. I don't even know what's in their head. But my plan is, I'm going to do it as long as I can. As soon as I see a cop, I'm taking myself out, because I'm not going through that. That seems to be what most people are doing.
Yeah, and I totally understand. We'll try to post this graphic. I don't think you'll get paywalled, but anyway, we'll post the graphic so you can look at these numbers, because I realize it's very difficult to keep them in your head. But, you know, the way you interpret statistics or the lens through which you view them can be very, very different. I mean, again, the New York Times is happy to report that bystanders only shot the attacker 22 times. Let's look at it like this. When you combine bystanders subduing or shooting the attacker, that happened 44 times before the cops got there. 44 times there was a maniac trying to take innocent lives, and bystanders saved God knows how many lives.
Sure.
44 times. That speaks to people's courage, grace under pressure, etc. Then when you add the number of times the presence of the cops, whether shooting, subduing the attacker, or the guy saying, that's it, I give up, or committing suicide, it's like 270 out of 433, meaning, and everybody knows this already, you confront the attacker as quickly as possible,
right,
with whatever force can be brought to bear.
Yeah, that's the horrifying thing in the Uvalde story. A kid rightly thought he was alone in that school and got to do whatever he wanted to do. If the cops had at least even shown themselves.
Right. Okay, I have to pay this off. A listener said, guys, there are websites that deal with good news, happy news, inspiring news. You ought to throw that in sometimes. So I went through the list. Phoenix gas station owner sells gas at a loss to help his customers. It's a nice story.
Yeah.
Teen surprises school custodians with thank you gifts.
Huh.
High school senior injured in crash achieves her goal of walking at graduation.
There you go.
And then this one. 104-year-old woman's wish comes true when she gets to hold a penguin. For 104 years, she'd harbored a secret wish, and it was to hold a penguin.
That's your bucket list? You finally check off the last one? Oh, I have held my penguin. God take me now.
Armstrong and Getty.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
This is it. Your last chance to win the new $15 million prize of a lifetime from Publishers Clearing House. There are just days left to enter to win $15 million on June 30th. So you must enter at PCH.com before it's too late. $15 million, all for you. But time is running out, so enter now at PCH.com. The $15 million prize of a lifetime. Don't miss your last chance to win it this June 30th. Enter now at PCH.com.
Entries due 6/28, no purchase necessary. Prize paid at least $390,000 annually. Void or prohibited.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Veterans. Did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We're going to need workers to, yes, install wind turbines and solar panels. We're going to need workers to build those wind turbines and solar panels. We need steel workers. We need miners for the materials to build them. We're going to need truckers and dock workers and deckhands to transport them. We're going to need electricians. We're going to need laborers. We're going to need utility workers.
Shovel-ready jobs, green jobs. That's Secretary of Energy.
Okay. What's she on about?
Well, pitching the bright green future that's going to bring us all prosperity in 150 years, maybe. Anyway, I thought this was cute as well, as long as we're talking about energy. This is the press secretary, KJP, with yet another gem.
Dealing with what the Americans are facing at the pump, which is high prices due to inflation, due to the part of it is the pandemic, part of it is Putin's war on Ukraine and the Putin's tax hike.
The Putin tax hike.
Mm. There you go.
Help me with that one, KJP. Oh, that poor lady is just overmatched. She's in over her head. So I thought it was interesting, speaking of energy once again, Tim Scott was talking to Brett Baer on Special Report last night. Tim Scott, senator from South Carolina, the only black Republican in the Senate, but a very smart guy with an amazing life story. And they were talking about the gas tax holiday idea, what to do about energy, and I thought his answers were quite smart, 53.
What about this suggestion about a federal gas tax holiday?
Well, you know, there's an 18.4 cents gas tax. There's a 24.4 cent diesel tax. Creates about $50 billion of revenue. When we're going to try to trick the market and suggest that we can reduce your prices by alleviating the tax pressure, that's great. But unfortunately, the way that gas is ticking up every single week, that reduction in price is eliminated in about 12 days. So the truth is that what we need is to restart the conversation about the Keystone XL pipeline to introduce confidence into the marketplace. What we need is to have certainty and predictability so that those energy producers feel like they can invest billions of dollars to extract the energy from the soil so that we can use it in our tanks. Without that certainty and predictability, without restarting the Keystone XL pipeline, all we're doing is playing a game of moving things around but not actually impacting the marketplace long term.
I don't want to get off on this topic, but can you imagine if Trump, instead of continuing to hammer the whole stolen election thing at his rallies, was talking about, you get me back in there and we're going to drill, baby, drill. We're going to get the pipeline going. We're going to get these gas prices down. We're going to be the number one producer of oil on the planet. Just get me back in. Can you imagine the people that not only the people that voted before, but the people he could get over to his side if he wasn't still going with the... anyway, that should be the only thing Republicans talk about headed up to the midterms, is how we're the party of bringing the price of gas down.
Yeah, and Tim Scott, he made such an excellent point. It was subtle there. I don't even know if you caught it, but he was talking about we have to inject a certain amount of certainty so companies are willing to invest the billions of dollars it takes to bring energy to market. And to get back to the Jennifer Granholm stuff, stop pitching this fantasy that renewable energy, given the technology we have right now, is ready to take over. As I said yesterday, it is not a brawny young man ready to hoist the economy up on its shoulders. It's barely a toddler. It still has to hold on to the couch as it attempts to walk. And pitching anything other than that is just, it's dishonest, but it's politics. It's designed to fire people up to vote for you and give you money. But I thought it was interesting what he said about enough certainty to bring investments, because I just read something in the Washington Post. The headline is, oil refineries are making a windfall. Why do they keep closing? And I didn't realize they are, but they are in by bunches. Oil refineries across the country are being retired and converted to other uses as owners balk at making costly upgrades, and America's pivot away from fossil fuels leaves their future uncertain. The downs and even that, I think, that phrase, America's pivot away from fossil fuels, is misleading, because we can't and we won't and we haven't. It's that gestures like canceling the Keystone Pipeline when it's 85% done. That's not pivoting away from fossil fuels.
No, which is demonstrated by the fact that Joe Biden's headed to Saudi Arabia.
Right. That not finishing the pipeline did not cause a single ounce less of fossil fuels to be consumed anywhere. It's not a pivot at all. It's symbolic and dopey politics. But anyway, to keep reading, and their future is uncertain. The downsizing comes despite painfully high gas prices and demand globally ramping up amid sanctions on gasoline and diesel production in Russia, etc. Five refineries have shut down in the U.S. in just the past 2 years, reducing the nation's refining capacity by about 5%, eliminating more than 1 million barrels of fuel per day from the market. Leaving remaining facilities straining to meet demand. Yet even at this lucrative moment for what's left of the refining industry, a White House desperate to bring down prices is having little success persuading owners to expand operations, and more closures are imminent. Well, why? How could that be? You remember the White House sent letters chastising the nation's oil companies and saying, you're making high profits at the refineries. We need you to produce more. Except, A, they're producing it as fast as they can, and B, as they point out, even in the liberal Washington Post, the profits they're making now follow years of heavy losses after demand's plunge during the pandemic. Mm. Unpredictable shifts in oil markets had created a challenging business climate before that. The industry fears any profits are going to be extremely short-lived. The administration's environmental priorities, as well as rising public and corporate concern about climate change, would make many refineries obsolete in the not-too-distant future. And building and upgrading the mammoth structures is a messy, expensive undertaking that can drag on longer than a decade, especially given current permitting, nightmares. And strain the finances of even the biggest fossil fuel giants and run the risk of getting abandoned before the investment is returned. In other words, there's way too little certainty to invest in the means of production enough to fill the demand. Mostly because of, in my mind, and I'm as in favor of green energy as anybody on the planet could be, I think. I want it as soon as possible. As efficiently as possible, but as soon as possible. Of course, only a lunatic wouldn't. I just want honesty about it. I don't want idiotic, symbolic moves made that make fossil fuels horribly expensive and crush people's lives while we're waiting for solar-powered cars to whisk us about. It's not going to happen.
It's going to be interesting to see how it plays politically when Biden finally goes to Saudi Arabia and you see the images of him, you know, shaking hands and smiling with MBS. All because he wants more oil, which we could be producing ourselves, but we're not. I mean, it's a very complicated message there. I don't know how it's going to fly for most people.
Well, we're so concerned about the global warming, about the environment, that we're going to stop producing fossil fuels safely and environmentally soundly, and we're going to farm it out to somebody who couldn't give an S.
And is evil.
Right. Oh, yeah, and is evil. That's that, too.
Not only do they not care about the environment and do it as environmentally safely as we would if we were getting the same amount of oil, they're bad people doing bad things.
So to bring it home, you have the Biden himself, the Biden administration, writing this angry letter to oil companies. You got to refine more oil. What's the matter with you? You're lazy. You're to refine more oil. So they are in that letter expressing the fact that we need to refine more oil. Okay, Joe, you just said the same thing twice in a row. Well, I'm making a point for the jury. Okay. The oil companies are saying, well, for instance, Michael Wirth, who runs Chevron, he said, it's been 50 years since we built a new refinery. I don't think you're ever going to see a refinery built again in this country. In a country where the policy environment is trying to reduce demand for these products, you're not going to find companies put billions and billions of dollars into this. So the Biden administration is simultaneously yelling, you need to refine more oil, and saying, don't you dare do anything in the direction of refining more oil. So enjoy your $7 gas, everybody.
Wonder how long that's going to last.
Don't know.
I have a little more idea of the future of the economy, at least interest rates. So we started the show by mentioning that the Fed Chair Powell being questioned by congresspeople today. He has made a couple of statements about what he thinks is going to happen over the coming months and years. We can hit you with the highlights of that next, among other things. And then invest appropriately. Move your stocks around based on his word, coming up next.
Armstrong and Getty.
The current uncertainty throughout the world is leading to big losses in the financial markets. Gold and precious metals maintain their value over the long haul, providing you with stability and a hedge against inflation and stock market risk. The market correction will continue and could collapse. That's why your friends at Legacy Precious Metals are here to walk you through how gold can protect your wealth and secure your family's future during these unsteady times. The experts at Legacy Precious Metals can advise you on how to roll your existing retirement account into a gold IRA. They'll be able to explain why gold appreciates in value as the dollar depreciates and provide steps should you want to hold metals in your home. Give Legacy Precious Metals a call today, 866-806-3646. That's 866-806-3646, or download your free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com. Don't leave your retirement to chance. Invest in gold with Legacy Precious Metals today. Call 866-806-3646 or visit legacypminvestments.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Hi, friends. This is RC with Tobacco and Brew.
This month's cigar of the humidor is Jaime Garcia Reserva Especial, using only the finest dark, oily broadleaf Maduro wrappers paired with a rich blend of Nicaraguan long filler tobaccos. This is a stick on the full side. An effortless draw brings out the wonderfully layered notes of espresso, black pepper, and cedar. Jaime Garcia Reserva Especial, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our summer sessions offer flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings. Plan a cool summer of hot classes by enrolling at Shasta College today. Summer session classes begin June 13th. Achieve more, earn more at ShastaCollege.edu. Enroll online today.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
A man in the UK said in a new interview that he drank 30 cans of Pepsi a day for 20 years, but ended his addiction after doing hypnotherapy. Man, that guy must have been hard to hypnotize. You're getting very sleepy. I'm really not. I'm really not, though. I'm wide awake.
I don't have a concept of how much caffeine is in pop because I don't drink pop. Is drinking a can of pop like drinking a cup of coffee more or less? Do you know?
It's a fraction of it.
It's a fraction of coffee, so it's not near as much as caffeine. So if you want to get the caffeine thing, you got to take in a lot of the sugar and all the other stuff.
Yeah, not good.
Or you can just drink a cup of coffee like a real grown-up. I have many friends who live off the caffeine of soda. A 30-year fixed mortgage rate hit 5.98% yesterday, so almost 6%.
That rate, up.
Historically very low. I mean, geez, 20 years ago, I don't know the exact date, but not that long ago, you'd have been thrilled to get a 6% rate for your 30-year mortgage. Over the last several years, if you had a 6% rate, either you had really bad credit or you were going to refi this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But we're now back at 6%, and it's going to keep going up based on what the Fed chairman, Jerome Powell, said just a few minutes ago to the banking committee. He says the Federal Reserve plans to continue raising interest rates until it sees clear proof that inflation is slowing to the bank's target of 2%. We're now at, what, like 8%, 9%? They want to get it to 2%. It's going to take a while to get there. Over the coming months, we will be looking for compelling evidence that inflation is moving down. We have both the tools we need and the resolve it will take to restore price stability. The resolve. All right.
Wow. Larry Summers, we mentioned this early in the show, but he was giving a speech in London, and he said, we need 5 years of unemployment above 5% to contain inflation. In other words, we need 5 years of 6% unemployment or 2 years of 7.5% unemployment to rein this in. I suggested 2 weeks of 100% unemployment. We'll all just go to the beach.
Yeah, I'm not sure it works that way, but you know, we can try it.
Let's give it a try. Nobody's allowed to buy anything, though.
Right.
I mean, that's the key.
Based on the fact that the mortgage rate is now almost 6%, home sales fall for the fourth straight month, which is part of the point of raising interest rates, is to slow everything down. And it's working, at least with home sales. Where is that going to end up? Who freaking knows?
You know, home sales, car sales, which are down again, business investment, is dropping. It's just a question of...
Why do you have to say this?
Because it's true. You can't handle the truth. You just got to know when to take your hands off of the windpipe of the economy in time before it blacks out.
Jeez. Wow. Yeah. You got to come up with a new metaphor.
I don't know. I think that one's pretty, descriptive.
One that's not so choky. one other note before we get to a different note. The NBA Finals viewership up 24% last week, I guess because of the marquee matchup. You know, big stars on the Golden State Warriors. Boston, obviously, with a lot of fans. Number one TV show of last week was Game 6. Number one TV show was Game 5. Kind of interesting, though, because I haven't looked at the TV ratings in a coon's age. What's the number three show in America right now? America's Got Talent is the number one non-sports show, followed by a couple episodes of 60 Minutes at 4 and 5. Stanley Cup Finals. Then The Price is Right 50th Anniversary was the number seven show last week.
Wow.
50th Anniversary of The Price is Right.
Loving retrospective, I'm guessing.
On number nine, a show called FBI, which I assume is a crime show of some sort.
Yeah, it's a cop procedural drama.
On CBS, you've seen it?
No, I've seen promos for it.
Okay.
Right. Bad guys, good guys, lots of guns, lots and lots and lots of guns.
I don't have a sense of what the average person does anymore. I lived my whole life from a little kid up until not that many years ago of flipping on network TV at night and either watching a sitcom or a crime drama or something. I did that my whole life. But I haven't done that in a long, long time, and I don't know if I ever will again. The numbers on these are very low, by the way. Like, the number nine show, FBI, had 3.5 million people watching. That ain't nothing.
Oh, no. No, please. Who was that we played the clip of last week or whenever it was, who made the point that the lefties in Hollywood sell gun violence at just an astounding rate? The percentage of shows that have people shooting other people is it's constant. I mean, you have to work to find a show where people aren't shooting each other. And yet, it's considered obscene for two people to make the beast with two backs. I mean, for instance. That is a weird society. Slaughter is entertainment. Physical affection, if it includes any body parts that are not normally seen walking down the street, unless you live in San Francisco, then, you know, it's common. But all the normal places, showing anything like that is considered obscene. That's twisted, folks. I'm not sure you need to know anything more about our society than that.
So what would be your preference then? You want the sexy stuff on the TV but not the violence, or neither or both?
I think it would work itself out if people contemplated the fact that I'm sitting here being entertained by people slaughtering each other. This is not good for me. It's not healthy. I don't want this.
Well, if you're being entertained watching by people perform that's just porn, right? You're spending your evenings watching porn.
I'm not advocating for porn. I think there's one person in America who's not hearing my point, and it's you, unfortunately.
After dinner, 8 o'clock at night, what do you want to watch, honey? Should we just turn on some porn and sit around the couch? That's not good.
I want the 50-year retrospective of The Price is Right.
Thought this was kind of interesting. So Van Jones, who was a major player in the Obama administration, correct?
Mm-hmm. Major commentator on CNN these days.
And has been for a long time, talking about why Democrats are losing, the Democratic Party is losing regular people. I thought this was pretty good.
If you could pull out the working class, you've got people who are very well educated and very well off. Those people talk funny. Latinx, I've never met a Latinx. I've never met a BIPOC. I've never met, you know, all this weird stuff that these highly educated people say is bizarre. Nobody talks that way at the barbershop, the nail salon, the grocery store, the community center. But that's how we talk now. So that's weird. And then the people who are very low down on the economic ladder need a bunch of stuff. You wind up over-promising, oh, we're going to give you reparations to people at the bottom of the economic ladder, talking weird to appeal to people at the top of the economic ladder, and the working class walks away from you. That is the danger we're facing.
I like it. Just describing it as, it's weird. We sound weird.
Yeah.
Which is true. It is weird. And there ain't no normal people saying Latinx. NPR says it. Washington Post says it. No regular people are saying it.
Speaking of abnormal or at least ill-advised, I started reading the comments below it, and I was struck by the number of people who didn't get it, who said, who's hurt by saying Latinx? You know, that gives, it's just neutralizing the gender so that people aren't gendered and blah, blah, blah. People don't know they're in a weird subculture when they're in a weird subculture because they've been so immersed in it in universities, especially colleges and universities. They think lots of people think this or that they're not spouting nonsense. You're spouting nonsense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Van Jones is a very smart guy.
He is. And there have been a lot of polls done with the Hispanic community that they don't like it or are using it. So I don't know why you are. But anyway, January 6th hearings yesterday, there's some interesting testimony. We'll hit a few of the highlights to kick off hour three. If you miss an hour of the show, you can get the podcast. It's Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life. Your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.